AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, Russian President Vladimir Putin are on their ways home after wrapping up their one-day Geneva summit with some agreements and continuing differences on some key issues. AP Sagar Magani has more.
In Geneva, both leaders described constructive talks lasting about 3 hours.
There were no threats, just simple assertions.
Through an interpreter, Putin says he and the president generally spoke the same language.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary.
They've agreed to return their ambassadors to Washington and Moscow and work toward a new nuclear arms treaty. But there's sharp disagreement on cyber attacks. Putin denies Russia's involved, while U.S. intelligence indicates otherwise. The president says he made clear attacks on major American infrastructure are unacceptable.
Whether I stopped it from happening again, he knows I will take action.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden says he told Putin he will always raise issues of fundamental human rights, including jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, as well as two Americans in prison in Russia. The president was asked by a reporter what would happen should Navalny die.
I made it clear to him that I believe the consequences of that would be devastating for Russia.
Putin says Navalny got what he deserved when he was handed a prison sentence. Ukrainian police have carried out nearly 24 raids targeting alleged associates of a ransomware gang it blames for $500 million in cyber attacks and extortions that hit the United States and South Korea especially hard. A Russian national and an Estonian have been convicted in federal court in Hartford, Connecticut, on charges of providing the software that allowed cyber criminals to use malware and ransomware without detection. The charges include conspiracy to commit computer fraud and abuse, as well as aiding and abetting computer fraud and abuse. This is AP News. The National Football League places restrictions on players who don't want to get the coronavirus shots.
The league and the NFL Players Association are encouraging players to get vaccinated. A memo sent to teams says for players who get their shots, it's almost back to business as usual. For the unvaccinated, players must be tested daily, wear a mask, and practice social distancing. They also won't be allowed to eat meals with teammates and cannot leave the team hotel or interact with people outside the team while traveling. Several players say they are worried about getting vaccinated. The new protocols give them more incentive to get it. Players can be fined up to $50,000 for violating protocols. I'm Ed Donahue.
A third day of flight delays and cancellations for Southwest Airlines and its passengers. Tracking service FlightAware says the airline canceled 400 flights today and delayed 1,000 others in the aftermath of yesterday's network connectivity problem. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.